Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined again in studio by Mr. Zachariah Columbia. What's up, buddy?
Zachariah.
Is your family from Columbia Pictures?
Yes, we have all the money. That's why I work for you.
Oh, fun. Sweet, man. Let's shoot a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in cocaine, movies, and clothing.
Columbia Clothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Will that get us banned on the Spotify or whatever? All right, we got to do a rapid fire episode today. We're short on time, but this can be the most value packed 8 minutes that we're going to give you of all time. So a while back, you created, which is really cool, is like a performance evaluation tool for our coaches.
Yep.
It was a way for our coaches to know what we expect of them. It was very easy to coach to. We've adopted that and we position that inside of our Business Accelerator coaching program. And a lot of gyms around the world have kind of adopted this model. Now, the things inside each one of these categories can change gym to gym, but it's a really cool tool that we call the 4x5. And it's four different categories, scores up to 5, and they know exactly what we expect of them. And then every quarter you grade to it. And then every quarter gives them a chance to get a bonus, as well as you ran for a raise for the following year.
Yep.
So let's break that down in about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And see if we can get this across.
Yeah. Quick side note. We're at the Grow Summit when we did the pre-con and we're walking through this and I pulled that slide up. It was like everybody's phone came out and they're snapping pictures of it. And I was like, interesting, right? That was just a little note. So it's something that's needed.
And by the way, you can pick up those recordings. Link in the show notes from the Grow Summit and the pre-con is in there as well. You can add that to your card as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. So obviously it's important that you have kind of a career path for your coaches. They might not be able to move up in the business. I'm the director. We have 4 coaches, right? But that doesn't mean that they don't need developed, right? And that doesn't mean that you can't continue to reward them, right, based off of their performance. So, and then there's the quality control piece. So every quarter we do a performance review with our coaches. And there's basically 4 categories that we score them in. So number 1 is teamwork, right? Because we're such a small team, that's really important. It's like, hey, how good of a teammate are you? Not just to your peers, but to the business, right? Like that's part of this is like, do you just punch the box, like, or punch the clock, do the job responsibilities, or are you thinking about how can I help the team win?
There you go.
And the team includes the business. How can I move the business forward?
Right.
Do I go in the bathroom and see that the mirror is a mess and just walk out? Do I wipe it down? Right. Do I take out the trash? It's teamwork. Yeah. Right. And so that tells you everything you need to know about a coach. If I walk into the bathroom after a coach and it's just like it's a mess in there. Okay. That's a red flag.
Big time.
Big red flag. You're not vested in being here, right? So the environment, the effort that a coach puts into keeping the environment, clean is solid, really important, right? Or if a coach is unwilling to cover somebody's shift, or, I make it very clear, hey, we ask for PTO in our team meetings. You don't come to me and ask for PTO. Yeah. You do it at the end of our team meeting because we're all going to cover each other. And coaches will be more judicious about asking for time off when they know it's going to impact their peers, and they'll be more likely to cover for a coach that covered for them, right?
Great way to do it.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way.
So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
So these are all things that we kind of cover in teamwork. Hey, how good of a teammate are you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I score them on a scale of 1 to 5. And if they're scored a 1 or a 2, it's like, hey, you're going to get fired. Nobody gets a score of 1 to 2 on a performance review, because I'm not going to wait for a performance review to address an issue with somebody to get fixed. I'm going to bring it up when it happens. The only time they ever get a 2 is like, hey, I brought this up, you didn't fix it. Right.
Yeah, right.
3, 4, and 5 each have dollar amount bonuses attached to them. So if you score 3, it's kind of like you're meeting expectations. You score 4, you're, you know, exceeding most expectations. You score 5, it's like, I can't think of a single thing that I want you to improve on or focus on that you're not already doing. And so it's very hard to get a 5. And the needle moves, right? The goalpost moves every single time they do a review. It should get harder and harder for them because I want to push them harder.
They're getting better.
It's very developmental, right? It's not, I don't bring a coach in to beat them down. I have a specific, hey, regarding teamwork, where do you think you've improved the most the last 90 days? Ask them that question. They know it's coming, right? And then I go, okay, here's where I think you've improved. Hopefully we're on the same page, but not always. Sometimes a coach has a different perspective than I do, which is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. And hopefully I agree with them. Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that, but you did improve in that area. And then we agree, okay, here's what we're going to focus on for the next 90 days.
Cool.
All right? So that's boom, boom, boom. And then we move to our next one, which is the standard, right? Which there's episodes on the standard that we've talked about a couple times. And that's our checklist of 10 things that need to happen, what the experience looks like for a member, right? And coaches mm-hmm. are responsible for that. That's straightforward. Are you doing that? Or are you not doing those things, right? And it's cool because it's 10 things. I score them on a scale of 1 to 5. Each one's worth half a point. And I'm just like, okay,
you did it,
you didn't, right? I noticed you've been starting every session on time. Fantastic. Good job. But you're not greeting everybody by name, you know? Good job here. Dinged you there,
half
right?
Point off.
And then we have the standard session, which is what every single training session should look like, right?
Love it. Yep.
And so the coaches really should score a 5 on that one, right? Like that's
their main position.
That's their main position. Most of the time it's 4s and 5s, but sometimes they score 4 and then they get a little lazy and then I give them a 3, right? And I'm like, hey, you were doing a really good job at this, but lately your energy level or level of engagement hasn't been as good. You haven't been educating the clients as well as you should have. And the last one is the standard coach, right? Which is really developmental. It's things that I want the coach to be the expert. If a client comes to you and asks you a question, are you the expert in that field? Right. Well, you're never going to know everything. So it's like the bar continually raises. Own the perception it's reality. That's one of the things on the list. If I'm training 6 people, did they all perceive that they had a great training experience for that workout, or did they have different experiences? If I asked them, and that's a complexity that exists in semi-private training that doesn't exist in one-on-one. Right.
Right.
And if I stand over here talking to you for 60 seconds, Tim, about, you know, Alexandra and her horses, mm-hmm. and I don't have a similar conversation with one of these other clients, well, guess what? Their experience was different.
Yeah.
And I didn't own that perception, right? I didn't own that I'm as invested in you as I am in this client over here. And so that's something of getting our coaches to be very, very self-aware on the trading floor of how they're perceived by all the clients. And so that's really like our list. And for each one of those, I go through, hey, where do you think you've improved? Here's where I think you've improved. Here's what we're going to focus on. We do that every 90 days. Coaches, we add up all their scores. They get a bonus around that, right, based off their scores. And then at the end of a year, they're based off of their scores. If they, you know, scored in this certain bracket, they're eligible for a certain percentage pay increase. And then obviously, like, the higher they score, the more valuable they are. However, it's only happened one time that a coach has gone a year without getting a pay increase. So,
well, they're doing well.
We're increasing it before they ever get to that annual point. And the one coach that has been with us for a long time. So it was like, okay, you've already, you know,
proven yourself.
We've already given you raises, and now you've gone through another year. Okay, we're going to, you know, you continue to score at the top for every, you know, for all these performance reviews. So, yeah. So
Once again, a system for development. That's what essentially this is. This isn't winging it. It's here's the things. I think what's really cool about this is the expectations coming in. They know right away. As a coach, you know what expected of me, how to do a great job, how to excel, how to make more money. It's all lined out for them. And so I assume they appreciate that. I don't know if they tell you, but I assume they will, or they do, versus not ever knowing. Where there's gyms, I know we work with plenty of them. They don't ever do reviews. And so we got to install something. So this is a great tool for that. So, all right, cool. That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helped you. I know that there was a lot there. If you guys want the recordings, you went deeper into this in the pre-con. So if you want the recordings, they're going to be a link in the show notes. This is also something we do in our business accelerator program, our coaching program, guys. If you want more info on that, it'll all be in the show notes. Hopefully that helps you. And until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.